terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Can you imagine if you're jumped by a bully in school? A bully then who then tries to choke you out. This is what this is. This is a violent physical form of bullying. And fortunately, you're not alone in the hallway. You didn't get jumped in a bad place where you have to defend yourself and school resource officer staff try to save you. And they get attacked by the bully. And then you're treated to the spectacle of, I don't even know how you go to school after this. 30, how many kids showed up for this protest? Oh, 50 to 75 kids protesting on behalf of the bully and his right to choke you out. This is a bizarre world we live in. You know what? This is the same thing leading to the mentality of those smash and grab robberies that are literally on the television every single day. Every day now. There's some more last night, a bunch of them in L.A. They just hit the high-end stores. Folks, it is now, if you are in L.A. and you're a high-end retailer, you're in New York, you're a high-end retailer, San Fran, same thing, big blue stronghold area, you don't have a right to your merchandise. You know how you do not have it, and the bullies and the thieves and the thugs have all the rights. And you're seeing that reenacted at Berea High School. There's a protest Thursday morning outside of Berea High School in response to videos that surfaced on social media. I saw one of them, and a staff member appears to put a kid in chokehold. This is what this is all about. Now, chokehold, that sounds like we're choking him out. No, it's just to subdue him. It's not what you're thinking. You can see it's online. The video's online. It's what caused this. A bunch of people sent it to me yesterday. Anyway, the incident began when a 15-year-old, this is the Greenville News, so it might be true. The incident began when a 15-year-old student placed another student in a chokehold. That's according to Lieutenant Ryan Flood, spokesperson for the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. As school administrators separate the students, okay, which apparently is a problem. You should have let them just, you know, beat the tar out of the other kid, I guess. As school administrators separated the students, the 15-year-old assaulted two administrators. I gotta ask seriously to Tracy Fine. Is this what you want to defend? I mean, you're an adult. You're going to seriously do... I mean, I've seen her protest before. I don't always agree. Sometimes she has some good points. But this... are you kidding me? This is where you're going... This is the civil rights struggle of 2021. Well, you know what? We're done here. We are so done. It's like you can't find anything else to get upset about. This is so silly. This is not a racial incident. This is plain, old-fashioned bullying and thuggery. What about the kids who have to live with it? Struggle day to day in school. And you want to know how bad it is? I'll tell you how bad it is. Something shocking I've seen since my child's been in the virtual program at Greenville Schools. It took me a while to figure out what's going on. I was shocked at the number of black children in the virtual program. I've been waiting to see the stats. It's very, very high. And when you watch a thing like this, you know why. Because good kids who want to learn, and this is the thing about these kids, they're with it. They're good students. Smart. And you know what you see? They're at home all day with grandparents while mom works, and they're doing virtual. You know why? These schools are unattendable for them. They're unattendable, and it's stuff like this. So if Tracy Font wants to know who really gets hurt here, let me tell you, Tracy, it's the black kids. They're hiding out in the virtual program because they can't go to school. Because they're afraid. Because of crap like this. And thank God they have a refuge. I'm so glad.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.